You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
You know, everybody thinks that being a critic is it's an easy job, but you know what? Sometimes we have our hardships too. Like myself, this is the second night in a row where I have a movie that I just don't really even know what to say about. But I'm going to do my best. Luckily for me, I'm not alone here. I have Ray.
Hello.
I have Luane with me.
Hey, how's it going?
And I have Matt Foster.
Hello.
And tonight we're talking about The Night. It's a Iranian horror film that I might just read off the IMDb synopsis because I feel like they might say it better than I do. But it stars Shahab Hosseini playing Badak, and his wife, played by Niusha Noor, playing a character named Nita. They're having a dinner party with some friends. Babak is drinking maybe a little too much. They have a baby. They're all discussing family life and such. And then it's time to go home. Nita thinks, hey, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't drive. Maybe you should let me drive. He's saying, no, it's fine. Strange things start to occur, including almost getting into an accident, to the point where Nita decides, you know what? I don't trust you driving right now. We're going to stop in a hotel and we're going to stay the night until the next morning. And they stay at a hotel and bizarre events start to happen and really weird jump scares, and it all might have something to do with their past, and it might not. It might have a twist. Who knows? It might be like The Shining, as apparently some other reviews have said, but I wouldn't say that in the slightest bit, other than the fact that it's also set in a haunted hotel, as we mentioned. What did y'all think of this?
I like this. I like this. I signed up for this originally because I looked at it and I said, ooh, an Iranian horror movie. How many Iranian horror movies do we get? And so that was my only reason for signing up for this. Other than the fact that I think that we're about 20 minutes too long here, that we could have cut some stuff out, I really like the take that they have on this. I really like the fact that we're talking about a couple that has got some secrets, and because of reasons that I don't want to get into because I don't want to spoil the movie, but will become clear as you watch it, they are paying for past sins in this movie. And in the end, you know, even the gentleman in the relationship is held to account. And I like the fact that they are trying to figure out the entire night what is going on. I like the fact that we get a lot of imagery here that just scares the crap out of you, because for the most part, we're seeing ghosts, and ghosts scare the crap out of me. And I enjoyed watching it. I enjoyed going for the ride. I think the acting is really good here. And the only thing I think is that it could have been a little shorter. There are some things that could have been tightened up to make this run faster and have a little more of a frenzied pace. But other than that, I really like this film.
I wanted to like it as much as you do. From a technical standpoint, I agree. I think it runs maybe a little long, but it looks good. It sounds good. The cast is good, you know, even when they're in small parts. They have a really good baby, which seems like a really absurd thing to say, but this is like the world's best baby in terms of how it behaves in this movie. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a well-acted baby. That's like a SAG-AFTRA type baby.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have to keep an eye on this baby's career here, definitely.
The baby was actually played by Andy Serkis, and he should be able to be nominated.
I see all the stuff that you're saying, Ray, and I don't even know that I disagree with it, but there are weird little things that sort of bother me about that, because you talk about secrets being revealed and having to pay for sins, and I don't know, maybe I missed something. It didn't quite come together for me, and it also feels like there's not a balance in the whole paying for the sins thing. That kind of, I don't want to get into a lot of it because I want to spoilery stuff, but I don't want to use the word misogyny because that feels more extreme and it has a lot of weight that I think I'm not trying to get to in this, but it's not cool being a woman in this movie. They're pretty poorly treated, and I'm not sure what specifically that's tied to, if it's just the narrative, if there's some other thing. I don't know. I was kind of uncomfortable with some of it, and it all sounds super vague because I'm trying not to get into all of the secrets and stuff, but one of them has to reveal the secret to the other one, but the other one never really seems to have that same obligation, and that kind of bothers me too.
Oh, see, I wasn't bothered by that because I don't think it's not that he doesn't have the obligation. I think that he chooses not to, and I think he gets rightly punished for that. I think that the fact is that the misogyny in this gets punished in the end.
That's my hope, I guess. I wasn't as, I guess I'm just not as confident in that.
I'm going to let Matt Foster talk, but I just kind of want to put my stance on this film out there right now before we start getting kind of deep into what this movie may be about. My biggest flaw or my biggest gripe against this film is I was just so bored. I was just so bored throughout the entire thing to the point where all the jump scares within the film feel to me undeserved. I don't think this movie is scary in the slightest bit. Maybe psychologically, yeah, it does get a little spooky. What's going on? But even then, I feel like I've seen this plot done before. And honestly, I was excited for this movie because the Middle East has had this new wave of horror that's been coming out that I've noticed since Baskin from Turkey or Under the Shadow, which is also from Iran. And I was hoping for like something else that really, really felt deep within its culture and would kind of shine that culture throughout the film. And I think what I got was just kind of a foreign version of to me, a very conventional horror movie.
See, I don't know. I think the first problem I have is that, you know, the bar for recent Iranian horror is A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, which was so out there and fun and different.
And the only reason I didn't mention that one is because I still haven't seen it.
I will say, as far as being in their culture goes, like, I guess rich Iranians that drink on the weekends are also valid Iranians. But my biggest problem here was the padded runtime. Like, this was something that went beyond deliberate, and it's just, I say this too much about too many things, and I don't mean it as damned with faint praise, but this would have made a really good one-hour anthology or long short of some kind. Is a long short a thing? Is that like a jumbo shrimp? But it was just too belabored for me. I wanted to re-up my ADHD pills watching it.
Could have been a good short on the side of like 30 minutes as opposed to 15.
Yeah, the parable is fairly obvious and fairly telegraphed. It's a somewhat stock sci-fi fantasy plot, you know? You kind of have it clocked, and just the exact nature of how you're going to get Shyamalan at the end is really all that there is to it. And it's a little muddy. Like, I didn't really understand what the guy did. I was off base off something. I thought he dropped out of school, that he used to go to school with the other guy from the beginning and quit over stuff that gets revealed in the movie, right? So I was even, like, I had to watch a couple parts of it again. There's a prolonged kind of introductory scene that brings in a bunch of people that aren't in the rest of the movie and basically just serves to establish that they have gotten a matching tattoo. There's a solid 20 at the beginning of this that could be 5, easy. And like, you know, I try never to be too harsh because, like, out of all the zero movies I've made, you know, who am I to go, here's how I would do it. But just, like, getting into it, I just thought it was a little too... Like there was a certain point where an unreliable narrator starts to feel kind of mean. And there was stuff where you couldn't tell if it was a phenomenon or, like, some kind of solipsis they were going through. And then in the end, I had the problem, the device of the movie is that they're both concealing something from the other. And it is implied that if they confess and make some sort of redress, they'll be released from the purgatory that they're in, right? And for one thing, I know that within the context, it makes a perfect amount of sense, but I just didn't care about the thing that the woman was concealing. The train could have got down the tracks a lot quicker, and it would have been to its betterment if it did, which I don't really mind if something's kind of dreamlike, you know? But, and I will say this, it does have that, like, if you've ever had a night where you have full insomnia, which is sort of a theme here, it does feel like that, where they keep, like, trying to go to bed and the clock's only like 15 minutes later the next time they wake up, you know? And
yeah, I feel that. I mean, I kind of felt that just kind of while watching the movie, like, this kind of just keeps going.
I dug the movie technically. Like, it's a spookily shot and edited movie, and the cast and crew are good. Like, I can't chop it down too low, because it's like, I've seen movies that don't run front to back, that have problems, that have real technical problems that shouldn't have been released, and this isn't one of those or anything. I'm kind of debating what passing grade to give it, you know. It's definitely in that category of I would not ask the manager for a refund or anything. It's just these are my thoughts as I have them, and I thought that the whole kind of thesis of the movie, to use a preposterous term, right? But, like, are they trapped in a punishment confession based limbo, or are they trapped in some kind of spell or something that they can break?
Well, that's up for debate, but I wouldn't want to get into kind of like even offering up what it could be going on, because I feel like that could kind of briefly go into spoiler territory. I'm going to let Ray save the day with her positivity for this review.
I thought it was important, though, because it's like, it doesn't commit. And so, like, the you're sort of rooting for them to find a way out, but how, you know?
Yeah.
I took it as either, but I came down on the side of it's a curse because of, and we talk about these tattoos and, you know, they very clearly said, oh, we just picked them out of a book. And the tattoo artist said they were some of his original work. Well, okay. You know, that could have been all fine and dandy and very, you know, innocent. But I took it as basically there was a curse of some sort in all of those symbols that were, you know, tattooed on them. But it could have been the other thing. It could have been just they're trapped in some sort of purgatory for some reason. But it's a curse is where I fell on it. And maybe that, when I decided that, maybe that is what made it a little more coherent for me and interesting for me, when I just said, okay, this is a curse and there is a way out of this somewhere and they have to figure out what that is.
Well, Ray, I mean, I feel bad, but I truly don't have much to say about this movie. Even if I wanted to kind of get into what I think is going on with it, I overall just kind of didn't care because I was truly bored with this. And that might be the worst kind of review. That might be kind of like the worst kind of criticism. But, I mean, I love a lot of horror. I watch a lot of horror. If anybody has ever listened to a horror review here on One of Us, you've most likely heard me. So I want to say I'm kind of experienced in the genre to the point where I know of that if something's just not grabbing me, it's probably just not going to grab me. And I'm willing to say maybe I missed something. Maybe I missed something about the culture that I just like it. I don't get it because I'm a dumb American / Mexican. I don't know.
No, a lot of people say if something doesn't grab you in the first 20 minutes, it pretty much probably isn't going
to
grab
you. And I feel like I gave this enough chances to try to grab me, and it just never did. So Ray, why don't you take that into your final thoughts?
I think for what I can say at the end of this is the exposition. I think everybody is right in that it could have been cut down. And I think we need a little of exposition, but I don't think we need as much exposition as we got. And I think that they needed to jump into what the meat of this film was quicker. But if you get through that, like we said, the acting's good, the directing is good, the technical parts are good, everything is good on that end. For what I liked about it, I thought it was something that by the time they figure it out, and the fact that maybe, you know, one of them is just too stubborn to go into what they should do and what I think by the end they know they should do to get out of this hell and this fever dream that they're in, and they don't do it, I think that there was a very fitting punishment at the end. And I liked getting to that, and I liked seeing this subtle but fitting punishment, and I just was along for the ride. I was. And I look at this film and I think it's got a great side character. There's not very many characters in this whole film, but let me tell you that the desk manager is the worst desk manager ever, but he's also the best desk manager ever, and that he's creepy as hell and it's got, you know, some weird things going
on. I like that dude a lot, actually, now that you brought it up. He seems like such a classically trained actor. And he seems like he's giving it his all, and you could tell he's doing a good job too. And it's like, hey, I'm good for that guy.
Yeah, that guy was the best and kind of really the worst character in the film too, because you're just like, God, dude, do something, you know, help them out. But that is not what his job is in this, when you get into, you know, all of the reasons that they're there. So I look at this and I liked it a lot, and I was enthralled, and I liked that we got to a tiny bit of a fever dream pitch by the end. And I am gonna give this 8 out of 10 very unhelpful front desk managers.
And let's go to Luwayne.
I can echo some of what Ray said. I think on a technical level, it looks good. It sounds good. The cast is great. The desk manager is great. There's a cop who shows up who doesn't get to do a lot, but the scenes with him are sort of interesting in the context of what's going on. I mentioned the baby. The baby's spectacular. As an aside, if you hear your baby and it's awake, but it's just quietly laying there making noise, just go ahead and let it do that. You don't have to go bother it. It'll let you know when it actually wants you. Go ahead and get the extra 5 minutes sleep. Especially when you're in a weird, crazy, supernatural hotel thing. The pace of it bothered me a little bit. But since I don't speak Farsi, I had to actually pay attention to the subtitles. So that kind of kept me going along. It's creepy. It's atmospheric. It's a great location. All of it is technical stuff. I think the thing I was kind of hung up with was just some of the story. I definitely want to see what else this director will do, particularly in the horror genre. I'm curious to see what else there might be. In the end, I know it probably sounds like I really didn't like this movie. I did more than I didn't. It's kind of in the upper middle. Say 3 out of 5 probably cursed tattoos that you definitely shouldn't get, and you definitely shouldn't get with your partner.
And Matt Foster.
See, if it's a curse, I still have questions. Like usually if something is like a curse, you get some mythology. You know why the curse are cursed, and so I don't know. I just that didn't quite get me there. I also didn't like it, or I also didn't not like it as much as the harping I'm doing in this review implies. Believe it or not, I do have sort of a hard and fast guideline for my 10-point scale, and on my 10-point scale, this gets a 7. I'm going to give it 7 times you should not let random people just touch or feed your baby. Which is a recurrent and repulsive theme here. Like, no, get away. No, you can't feed him. It's not your baby. But maybe that's more common than I think it is. I'm a non-parent, but
it's not.
Yeah, it's not. I liked more than I didn't like here for sure. I just wanted to see the ponies run a little quicker here, mostly. And I guess I did also like suffer from some preconceptions, because you mentioned that they almost get into a car wreck, and right there I was just like, oh, they're dead. They're dead, and it's one of those.
It's the language of horror movies.
Yeah, and so I was worried that they were gonna pull the whole ghost dad, you know, and wake up in the hospital. And so I guess that hurt me a little bit. But yeah, I give it 7 out of 10 times you should swat a stranger's hand when they try to touch the bottle.
Ray, I got good news. So this movie is directed by Karush Ahari, and the last film that he did, that he didn't write but he did direct, is a film called Generations that stars the guy who plays the hotel desk manager.
Oh yes, yeah, I saw that on IMDb.
And that sounds pretty cool. I think I might check that out. This has good atmosphere. It for sure does, and yet I never found it scary. I like movies about relationship drama and like sins of the past that come back and bite you in the ass, and yet this just really, really didn't grab me in any way. And as a horror film, even though it does have a spooky enough atmosphere in this beautiful hotel, also I failed to mention that this actually takes place in America. And I'm not, that might also be another kind of, there's some background thing going on there with Iranian culture and USA culture that I might be missing. I don't know. But this has really great atmosphere, and yet I was never scared. I was never scared, and I found the jump scares to be particularly annoying, because it would usually be a sound before you even see anything. And when you finally see something, I just didn't find it that spooky. I am totally in support of this wave of Middle Eastern horror. I want more stuff that's like really deeply connected to Middle Eastern folklore and stuff like that, and all these other ideas. And this, unfortunately, to me, just seemed kind of conventional. It seems like it could have been any other Blumhouse type film. I just didn't dig it. Sorry, y'all. But I was kind of bored. And should you check it out? Maybe if you hear what Ray and LaWayne and Matt are saying, and you think, yeah, that sounds kind of interesting to me. But if you hear me and you think I'm kind of like you, you can skip this one. I'm going to give this a totally fair, let's say 2 out of 5. I don't know. Just it's a 2 out of 5 movie. It's January, y'all. Just cut me a little bit of slack.